In St. Luke's Gospel, we hear these words. This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't give me the whole truth, asked the poet. Don't give me the whole truth. Don't give me the sea for my thirst. Don't give me the sky when I ask for light. But give me a glint, a dewy wisp, a mote, as the birds bear water drops from their bathing, and the wind, a grain of salt. The poet is a Norwegian, Olav Haug, who lived a very simple life in the town of Ulvik in one of the Norwegian fjords. A learned, humble, somewhat reclusive man, as well as writing poetry, Haug devoted his life translating international poetry into Norwegian. Like so much of his native Norwegian landscape, there is a wild beauty and occasional bleakness to Haug's poetry, an earthiness shaped by the wind and hill and seas and birds. But there's also a wisdom that doubtless emerged from the time he spent sitting alone in the natural world. A wisdom that led him to see that the easy answers to life's many questions and challenges are never the ones worth having. Don't give me the whole truth, Haug asks. And implicit in his request is an insight, a profound insight, that it would be too much for him to be given the whole truth, to know everything, to understand everything. Such knowledge, such understanding belongs to God alone. So instead of asking for the whole truth, Haug prays he will be given enough. Be given enough in life to keep him going, to keep him moving, to keep him learning, to keep him growing, to keep him wondering. Haug doesn't want the whole sea for his thirst or the whole sky when he asks for light. That would be too much, far too much for him to bear. Instead, like the bird which carries a few drops of water from the stream or the wind that will pick up a grain or two of sand from the beach, Haug asks for no more, than a glint, a dewy wisp, a mote, enough and just enough to feed him on his journey of faith and life, enough to give him strength, enough to give him courage, but no more. And what was it Jesus taught his disciples to pray? He taught them to pray for their daily bread, enough. And just enough to feed them for their journey of faith and life, enough to give them strength and courage, and no more. Don't give me the whole truth. One of the threads that runs through the Bible is the constant reminder that God's ways, God's thoughts, are much greater and higher than ours. From the psalmist reminding ordinary mortals of their limitations, to Jesus teaching his disciples that it was not for them to know the day or the hour. The Bible is full of constant reminders of the limitations of human knowledge, of human wisdom, and of human insight. And yet, despite the wisdom of the ages so beautifully expressed by the Apostle Paul, that at best we know in part and prophesy in part, despite that wisdom, we live in a world seduced by a desire not just for knowledge, not just for understanding, but for certainty, for truth with a capital T. Nations, economic alliances, political factions, ethnic groups, protest movements, they all struggle for supremacy. Each one denounces the atrocities committed by their opponents. Each one claims the moral high ground, the inalienable justice of their cause. Each one is right. Each one is true. But not just with a little bit of truth, with the whole truth with a capital T. And yet, instinctively, intuitively, we know, don't we, that in the seemingly intractable problems in different parts of the Middle East or Africa, and concerns in all the negotiations around Brexit, the future partnership with our European neighbours, important discussions in the church and in wider society about sexuality or about end-of-life care, the reality is always much more complex, much more nuanced. It is, we know, simply impossible to give an account of these or of many, many other situations where one side is completely right, the other completely wrong, one good, the other evil, one with the whole truth, the other with no truth. So I think Hogg, the poet, is right. Right to be suspicious of those who claim to know and understand it all, especially those who claim certainty, truth with a capital T. And I find myself drawn to the humility so evident in his petition. Don't give me the whole truth. Here, I think, is wisdom. Wisdom which gives birth to an openness of heart and mind, to a willingness to listen, to a capacity to feel the rhythms of life, to understand the needs of other people, and to attend to them with grace, with understanding, with compassion, and with love. Isn't this something of the wisdom Jesus sought to impart to his disciples? Startled, frightened, thinking they'd seen a ghost, Luke hardly paints the most flattering picture of the disciples in the immediate